Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
World UFO Day is recognized every July 2nd to commemorate the anniversary of an alleged UFO crash in Roswell, New Mexico. According to the Mutual UFO Network, Missouri is consistently in the top 10 states when it comes to UFO sightings. Members of the state chapter of the Mutual UFO Network meet tonight in Liberty, Missouri. And joining us now is their assistant state director, Margie Kay. Margie, thank you so much for joining us on KMOX.
Oh, sure thing. Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about the Mutual UFO Network.
Well, the MUFON is the largest UFO investigative organization in the world. And we have chapters, and in Missouri has a chapter. I'm the assistant state director for Missouri, and we have general meetings around the state. We take UFO reports from citizens, and we investigate each and every one of them, unlike some other organizations.
When we talk about unidentified flying objects, does it always mean an alien or outer space encounter?
No, the words unidentified flying objects just mean that we don't know what they are. We can't identify them. We many times do not know what they are, but we are able to determine a lot of things that people might think are unidentified, and then we're able to determine using our methods that it usually is something mundane like a plane or Venus or something like that.
Tell us about the number of sightings in Missouri and where those fall throughout the state.
Well, the main sighting locations, of course, are in our bigger towns, bigger cities, St. Louis and Kansas City. But we do have sightings across the state. And we have had several UFO flaps where we would have sightings in a particular area around the same period of time, in a short period of time, a lot of sightings. And so that has occurred throughout history, mainly starting in recent history, 1973, the big UFO flap in southeast Missouri, where there were over 500 sightings in 30 days. So as far as statewide, nationwide, we are usually in the top 10 for sighting reports, even though we have a smaller population than a lot of states.
You've piqued my curiosity now. Tell us a little bit more for people who may not be familiar with what you're talking about, those sightings in Southeast Missouri. What was that? Tell us a little bit more.
Well, it's commonly known as the Piedmont UFO flap, but it really occurred all around Wayne County and up into Farmington, where Dr. Harley Rutledge did an extensive 7-year investigation of the site, along with his colleagues and some of his students from Southeast Missouri State University. And over this 7-year period, they were able to capture on film and with their equipment, some sophisticated equipment for the time, unidentified objects that they just never were resolved. And he did a report on it called Project Identification.
What have been some of the most unusual or unexplainable reports that you've had in recent years?
Oh, gosh, there are quite a few. There have been some actually in Liberty, where we're going to be this evening. A Navy photographer was taking pictures of his vehicle, and he inadvertently got pictures of UFOs that he did not see with the naked eye. But we examined them later and determined that they were unidentified objects, and they were moving at extremely high speeds. I believe it was somewhere around 8,000 miles per hour that we were able to determine. And of course, in, I think it was 2019, there was a big UFO sighting in St. Louis right underneath the arch. And this object sat there for a while and then suddenly shot straight up into the sky. And some people got video of that.
How often are these claims dismissed in our society?
Well, not so much now, since the government came out and publicly said that we don't know what a lot of these things are. And so that has given people the ability to talk about it without being ridiculed or made fun of. And so they're more likely to discuss things now in the last few years. And that's been great, because now we're getting more reports of things that happened some time ago. We are willing to take reports that occurred, at any time in the past. And that just helps us get an idea of the big picture.
We're speaking with Margie Kay. She is Assistant State Director for Missouri MUFON. I'm curious, you've mentioned how you investigate. What are your standards for how you determine what these objects may be and what kind of documentation do you need?
Well, we go through a process. Each investigator has extensive training before they do investigations, and we have a lot of applications we can use. For instance, Flight Radar 24. That is an app that we use to review what planes or balloons or anything man-made may have been in the sky at the time of a sighting, and if it correlates with it, then we have an answer. We also do satellite tracking and ISS tracking, anything that might be in the sky at the time, including planets, of course, using sky maps, things like that. And a lot of our apps are now on our cell phones. So we have a lot of amateur investigators now that are downloading these readily available, mostly free apps. And that helps people determine what they're looking at.
So, Margie, if folks want more about your organization and the meeting you're having tonight in Liberty, Missouri, where can they reach out?
Just go to MissouriMUFON.org, and all the information will be there. They can also contact me at my email, mofonasd@gmail.com. And this event tonight is a town hall UFO meeting that we're coordinating. It's starting at 7 o'clock at the Liberty Mid-Continent Public Library, and it's open to the public and it's free.
Margie, thank you so much. Appreciate your time today.
Thank you so much.
That is Margie Kay. She is Assistant State Director for the Missouri Mutual UFO Network. It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.